I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Vermont Garden Journal. Monarch butterflies and honeybees have become the poster children for the plight of pollinating insects. More and more, we're realizing the importance of these insects and other creatures in our food system and environment. While the threat is global, there are things we can do in our own yards to help the local populations. So let's all create a pollinator garden this year. Pollinator gardens are functional for insects and animals, but still can be beautiful as well. Start with realizing that you'll need a diversity of plants to produce nectar and pollen from spring until fall. Flowers, herbs, and wildflowers are key. Plant in groups so the insects can find the flowers easily. Plant a diversity of flower types, such as umbels like Queen Anne's lace, composites like daisies, and tube-shaped flowers like foxgloves. These will all favor different insects. Grow heirloom varieties of flowers you love, such as scabiosa, nicotiana, echinacea, and yarrow, to have the best pollen and nectar. Succession plant perennials such as iris, geraniums, daisy, rudbeckia, and asters for constant color, nectar, and pollen, and mix in some annuals too. And of course, avoid using pesticides in the garden. Don't forget to grow evergreen shrubs and trees. These also produce food for pollinators when in flower and provide habitat for them to hide and nest. Leave fallen logs and snag trees in your yard and create meadows with wildflowers for this reason too. Pollinators also need water. Small water features such as bird baths or even clay puddles that you periodically fill will be enough for these creatures to stay hydrated. Involve your kids and grandkids in the new pollinator garden. Register it with the Million Pollinator Garden Challenge. They're encouraging gardeners to create 1 million pollinator gardens to help our bees, bats, and other pollinators. And now for this week's tip, Happy Groundhog Day! Whether Punxsutawney Phil sees his shadow or not, it's still too early to start most seeds indoors. In Vermont, we always have at least 6 more weeks of winter. Next week on the Vermont Garden Journal, I'll be talking about miniature roses. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.